In this way, the Western and Eastern blocs became actual political entities, with everybody else left into a kind of third world. Segment 24C, Communism to the World. In the Far East, the Soviets and the Red Chinese cooperated to spread the world revolution. In China, Mao Zedong's communists were in a bloody three-cornered war with the Japanese and the nationalist forces of Chiang Kai-shek. When the Soviets finally did join the war against Japan in 1945, they captured large piles of Japanese weapons, which they gave to the Red Chinese. The Japanese surrender later that year allowed Mao and Chiang to focus on the Chinese Civil War. The Chinese Civil War, which lasted from 1945 to 1949, became a proxy war between the United States and the Soviet Union. The Soviets had always dreamt of a Red China, which would supposedly take orders from Moscow. The United States felt that a Red China, added to the Eastern European client states of the Soviet Union, would be a double disaster.